it's not necessary for salvation, but it is necessary in that it was commanded by Jesus to do it. It's one of the two commands he actually gives in Scripture, communion being the other one. You know,
okay.
So like with communion itself, he's like, you know, do this until I return. And then with baptism, he said, you know, of course, at the end of Matthew, when he's about to ascend, you know, go out into all the world, preaching the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That was a command. It wasn't a suggestion. So these are the two specific commands that Jesus gave that we as believers should be following. And, you know, for those that think, oh, I don't need to be baptized to be saved. Well, okay, technically you're right. You don't need it to be saved. But if your Lord commands it, why are you not doing it?
To be honest, I feel like a lot of time the reason people don't do it is more of a fear of speaking in front of people, fear of, you know, oh, I don't want to do that. At least that's what I experienced in the past.
Yeah, there's a lot of fear for sure for, you know, yeah, having to proclaim it. But, you know, when it came to proclaiming Jesus as Lord, what did Jesus say? If you refuse to, you know, declare me before others, I will refuse to declare you before the Father.
When Jesus commands to go forth and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, whichever, he's commanding his disciples to do that, like to perform that. But I don't know of anywhere in the Bible where the 11 were baptized themselves.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to the 11, well, I guess technically 12 in the beginning, you know, sorry, Judas.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were all baptized. I mean, like, they had John the Baptist going around baptizing people in the first place, right? You know, baptizing, you know, repenting of their sins, that kind of thing, waiting for the kingdom of God to come. But then here's the key thing. They were all individually baptized by Jesus himself at the Last Supper. Mm. We see this when Jesus washed their feet with that bowl of water, going around to each one of them. And, you know, of course, Peter, he's just like, Lord, you will never do this to me. And what did Jesus say to him? If I don't do this with you, you will have no part with me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty heavy right there. Yeah. Is that like a pretty conclusive thing that represented baptism or was baptism? Or because I always thought it was just like a washing of the feet, kind of like a servant's type situation.
Well, in that situation, it could be considered a form of baptism, like a symbolic, I guess,
thing.
But, it's more the fact that Jesus was saying, okay, I'm doing this to include you. If you do not, you know, let me do this, how can you have any part with me if you're refusing to let me work?
Very, very interesting. A very interesting discussion that we don't have very often here about baptism, but yet something that's very important because we're always hearing about baptisms this, baptisms that. And
yeah,
I know a lot of people who are unsaved, they go to church maybe for the only times in their lives because they're going to see loved ones getting baptized. So hopefully that clarifies a few things. And